Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Next week, shaping up to be a very big week in the Callie and Jeff universe because our annual drop of gratitude journals happens next week.
This year, it got a facelift. Our little baby got a facelift. It's been 5 years. This is our fifth gratitude journal. We started this way before we had our show. We actually started it the year that we got married.
Wait, technically, isn't this our sixth gratitude journal? Because the first one would have been the year we got married, 2016, then 2017, then 2018, then 2019, then 2020.
Oh, it is our sixth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's our sixth one. It got a color makeover. It got an artwork makeover. And it got a little bit of a design makeover, too. And Jeff Dollar, you saw the final version.
Love it.
Do you?
Yes.
It's so different. The art's so different.
And it's bigger. I want it to be.
You mean bigger? Like there's more pages.
There's more pages in it because we've added some content to. There's some little surprise and delight content sprinkled in over the course of the year. But the utility of it is exactly the same. It's just got a space for every day of the year where you can write down what you're grateful for.
Yeah.
Callie and I leave ours on our kitchen counter and every day we just write, today I'm grateful for, and boom, insert what it is.
I didn't realize until this week that I hadn't documented the process of us doing the gratitude journals. And normally I do that. I kind of blame Ellie because usually I'm on Instagram stories a little bit more. And this has been we did research this year, like hardcore research, what works, what doesn't, what works for us and what works for others, and just spent a lot of time. Like, I think we ordered like 25 gratitude journals, whatever, to like look and see like, oh, what are people doing? What's not on the market? What, you know, whatever. And I'm so proud of this one. And what I didn't realize is when we made it, I was like, oh, let's bring in even more gratitude. Let's talk about themes we talk about on the show. Let's bring even more positive energy into it. So the designer emails me and she was like, okay, great. Can you send me the content, you know, from your show that you want to include? And I was like, oh my gosh, yeah, we talk about gratitude all the time. And then I was like, you know what? I don't have that written down anywhere.
Yeah.
So I spent, not even kidding you, months listening to old episodes and picking out nuggets and all of that stuff. But note to self, when there's good pearls of wisdom, save that.
Perfect. What I'm proud of is this is it's the most colorful gratitude journal we've done. It's the largest.
Longest
in terms of pages. It's the same exact size as every year has been. But in terms of pages, it's the biggest. And despite some expenses like going up because of just, you know, supply chain and cost of different things, including shipping, all going up, we were able to keep the price exactly the same as it was last year because it shouldn't cost. We need gratitude a lot now, right? So it shouldn't, we don't want to charge people more. So we were able to finagle some things and do this and do that. And the price is exactly the same as it was last year. So I'm proud of that part of it.
Are you?
Because you know me.
Well, you're the data person.
Data numbers crunching all that. But the fact that we were able to make that happen is cool. We will give you more details next week as soon as the physical product arrives at the warehouse, at our warehouse in Raleigh, North Carolina. Then we'll put them online and we'll make them for sale. But Advisory Horde, you guys will be getting a link in the very near future. I'll send it by text and I'll send it by email that will allow you to order yours first as an Advisory Horde member perk. So gratitude journals. And then the second question I have regarding merchandise, Callie, because this has come up quite a few times. The Hope earrings, Will they be available for holiday gifts?
They will. The order is in. And actually, I kind of just, you know, dove head first, and I actually had them make some hope necklaces.
Oh, cool.
They made like a prototype a little bit ago, and I saw them, and they're so stunning. So I ordered a handful of those too. So yes, we got brand new packaging in for that. They are being handmade by Brown & Company. So those are being handmade now. And those will also, I believe, be up in the store next week. So it is a big, exciting week in our store. And if you haven't seen our bags, we have really cute bags that say with gratitude. We have podcast lover sweatshirts. We have magnets that say I ride with the upside. Get it all at callieandjeff.com and click on the merch tab.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. This episode is brought to you by Dinner Affair.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful that Ellie greets me with a smile every morning.
No. My name is Callie Dollar, and I am grateful for modern medicine. Jeff Dollar, it's Friday. On a scale of 1 to 10, how are you feeling in this moment in time?
At this moment in time, I'm gonna answer that, but there's going to be an asterisk.
Okay.
And then I'll go into more detail about the asterisk after you tell me what your score is.
And I'm fine with this because here's the thing. The whole reason we do this is to make a conscious thought about how you actually are. So the asterisk is fine.
Okay. So I will explain why this has an asterisk in just a moment, but I am a 10 asterisk.
Woo! Okay. Yep.
And I think I was a 10 last week, so I like this streak.
Yeah, this is a streak.
We launched season 2 of Bouncing Forward with Amy Purdy, which was so cool. It did really, really well on the podcast charts, really well received. So that felt good. I'll explain more in a second, but it's a good week. We got to celebrate my birthday. Ellie has been cute all week. Callie made sure that when I woke up on my birthday morning, everything was perfect. Everything was great. It was a great week. 10 asterisk.
Are you going
to
ask me?
Oh, sorry. I didn't know I have to formally ask you. How are you on a scale of 1 to 10?
I am a 9. I had some anxiety this week, which I haven't had in quite a while, actually. So that kind of threw me for a loop, like, you know, spiking anxiety.
Yeah. Sometimes, though, the anxiety knocks like 4 or 5 points off your scale. So the fact that it's only 1 point worth of anxiety.
That's true. Okay. It was kind of like I had several moments that were like anxiety pain, like just ping.
Like all of a sudden you're like, whoa.
I'm like, whoa, I'm anxious. So that happened a couple times during the week, but it wasn't long lasting. So that's really nice.
Here's my asterisk. I somehow have been operating, and this is, I mean, for weeks, I think, 1 week off. So I'll give you an example of what I mean. Somebody earlier this week asked in the Facebook group about the gratitude journals, said, you guys are doing gratitude journals again this year. When do they go on sale? And I responded, they go on sale. This is like yesterday. I responded with, they go on sale next week, the week of the 15th. But I think I wrote next week. I can't remember how I did it.
No, I think because when you told me this for the first time, you said, oh yeah, they go on sale the week of November 15th.
And then my next line was, advisory board members will get a link next week to buy early. Callie sent me like a month ago, the thing for her benefits at work, her job benefits, you know, where you sign up for your next year's health insurance or whatever. Open enrollment. Thank you. I couldn't think of that. And she's like, hey, do you want to look at this and see if we should do anything different for next year? And I was like, yeah. And it's been in the back of my mind, but it's due today. And I thought it was next week. The fact that—
Can I blow your mind for a second? In 2 weeks, Thanksgiving, over.
Yeah.
Like, we'll have a Christmas tree in our house inside of 2 weeks.
We'll have a Christmas tree inside our house a week from tomorrow.
Like, what?
So, for whatever reason, so if I'm going to take that into account, the fact that I have been a full week off, it takes me down to a 5. But I'm not letting it bother, seriously, because—
Because you feel like you're a week behind?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like a week, like I'm a week behind. I have my new Made to Podcast course.
Yeah.
That I'm going to put on sale Monday, the 15th, I think, or Tuesday. It's going on sale early next week. And there's a component of where you can buy it as a gift for someone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I got 2 weeks. No, I don't.
You don't.
Nope. Like, it's due. I have to look at the copy on the website and approve it and all that stuff next week. So that is actually causing me a fair amount of panic. The fact that next week is the last full week before Thanksgiving, because I don't know about anyone else, but once Thanksgiving hits, like I am.
It's like February.
Right.
Like it goes the last.
It's like
the week of Thanksgiving puts like the gas pedal on the year. Which is always like fun because I love the holiday season. I love getting in the holiday spirit, all that kind of stuff. But man, does it go by so fast.
Right. And I was like, I had big plans of like Christmas shopping early, all that stuff. I'm like, now I feel like I've lost a whole week. So that's why there's an asterisk. So I'm at 10, asterisk, missing week, 5. That's my score.
That makes me laugh because you're like, I'm a 10, but I'm not.
I'm a 10 if I take out the fact that I time traveled. The fact that I Back to the Future part of this season is throwing me down to a 5.
I was influenced. Now, we all know, if you've been around here a while, you know this. Jeff knows this very well. I am very easily influenced by purchasing things off of Instagram and Facebook ads. I find so many good things and so many small businesses, and I love it, right? So for a couple of years now, I have been seeing things about this company called Everlywell that does like testing for different things, right? So one of my girlfriends a couple years ago, I talked her into taking it because she was like talking about food sensitivity stuff. So there's one they have for like, that test your sensitivity to different food items and whatever. And she and I did that a couple years ago. Then I kind of forgot about it. Then I was talking to a girlfriend last week. She's taken it. And I was like, okay. And then I started seeing ads for it. So I have—
Because your phone listened. Because your phone heard you talking to her about it.
Right. So my phone like heard me and it's like, okay, yeah, you need to do this. And hers was not Everlywell. But I had been telling her the reason it came up is because I feel like there's some hormonal stuff going on with me and I don't know what it is. So I'm going to go to my doctor. But I also then saw another ad for Everlywell. So I ordered the test because they have like this women's health test that tests. I mean, like,
so it's not, you're not doing food sensitivity. You're doing like.
No, they have 45 tests.
Oh, wow.
Like they have for men and different things. They have COVID testing. They have, you know, food sensitivity testing. They have all this stuff. So I bought the women's health one. So it tests 11 hormones because one of the things that people in my life, like professionals in my life have been telling me is that perhaps I am working out too much and it's actually doing negative things for my body. So anyway, yeah,
that's why I stay away from physical fitness.
No, there's all, I think that between my like sleep schedule and my go-go-go-ness all the time and then also exercise that maybe my cortisol levels are elevated, which is why I'm having a hard time like losing weight.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's just the post baby stuff is weird. And there's some other hormonal stuff that I just feel like is off. So I ordered the test. I'm going to take it. Like it's blood. Like you do blood stuff throughout the day. And then you also do it's blood and saliva. And then you send it off. And then they tell you stuff about your body. I've never done anything like this before. And I will go to my doctor probably at some point. But I just thought it was neat. I thought it was so cool.
I think what you should do when you go to your doctor is don't tell your doctor that you already took another test mm-hmm. just to see if the stuff lines up, you know, mm-hmm. to see if it's because you don't want to influence your doctor. That's because I think that, look, what I would do is I would take the test, figure out what was off, completely diagnose myself, and then go into my doctor and tell my doctor how and to be treat
like,
me.
I have yeah. this. Yeah, no, I'm not like that. But also, my doctor's office listens to our show, so there's no surprise. Like, they know, but they're science professionals. I mean, well, I'm not going
to
walk
in. You don't have to tell them the results.
No, they I don't have to tell them the results. And then I also don't have to, like, I mean, I'm not trying to trick them or yeah. anything, but I just thought it was neat. And I've been like, for years, I have seen these ads and I finally pulled the trigger. I'm like, all right, let's do it. Let's see. Cause it's not cheap, which is why, you know, it took yeah. me probably a little bit, but I did post it on my Instagram. And so many people were like, oh my gosh, I have been seeing that ad and I am so curious. You have to report back. So, yeah, I'm doing the blood thing and the saliva thing. I have not read the directions, which is why I haven't opened it yet. Cause you know me, I'm a rule follower, and they send you an email when you order it and it says, don't open your kit without reading this email.
Oh, and you haven't read the email yet. So,
I refuse to open the package. Smart. Like, can't even open the package. The plastic is still on it. I'm not smart. It's just, I'm a rule follower. What they probably meant was don't start the process
yeah.
before you read the email.
Right.
But to me, the rule follower, that means you don't open the package.
Got it. For my birthday this year, I didn't want anything, but for my birthday, I've decided to undertake a mission. This is a ripped off thing that I saw, I think on TikTok, but somebody asked their followers on social media to say, everybody just Venmo me a couple bucks. There's no set dollar amount. You could Venmo me a dollar. You could Venmo me 10 bucks, 20, whatever's on your heart. Send me a Venmo. And then this person goes into a restaurant and surprise tips the server however much she got Venmoed in the 24 hours mm-hmm. prior. And I think it started out just being like $100 or $125. Mm-hmm. And she would film it, and as her fame grew, now she is giving these people thousands of dollars. She's like changing their lives, and I believe she actually travels the country, mm-hmm. and people nominate, like this
That's
is
cool.
yeah. So this is my cousin. She is a restaurant server in this city, in this town. She's a single mom, 4 kids. You know, sad story, this, that. Is there anything you can do to help her? And then she puts that story up, gets the money, and then she flies to that city and gives this person like $20,000. It's amazing. I've stolen that idea.
Okay.
For my birthday, I would like, and I know my birthday has already passed, but I forgot. So, and I put this on Instagram the other night. I want people just to Venmo me some dollar amount. Again, $1, $2, $3, $5, $10, $20, whatever. But I'm not going to open my Venmo. I'm not going to see what the total is. Mm-hmm. And at some point between now and Thanksgiving, I want to go to a restaurant and I feel like the universe is just going to put the right person in my path, and I want to have a meal. And then at the end of the meal, I want to say to the person, hey, you know what? Here's something I've been doing for the past week, and hand them my phone and say, so go ahead and open my Venmo, and whatever that amount is, it's yours. And I just want to do that and just see what
Jeff has a fantasy of doing like the Ellen DeGeneres style giveaways.
Oh my gosh.
That's like his number one. I mean, I know she's been in like tabloids for not so great stuff lately, but Jeff's entire goal in life is to have enough money to just give people money all the time.
That's the goal. That is the ultimate goal of the Upside with Callie and Jeff, is that if our other aspects of our business, the production side of it, the other podcast, all that other stuff, make us enough money that we can sustain ourselves and our employees, I would like every dollar earned by this podcast to be given back to the community in ways such as
And
this.
We've even, I mean, that's like a part of the plan. Like Jeff has said, like we've said to T-Bird, when we get to this point, we're going to like, you know,
That's your job.
That's your job. Your job will be coming up with how we give away this money. Anyways, yeah. So that's Jeff's life goal.
And what I have been really, really fortunate with is I have been really lucky to stumble across people who have very specific needs that need to be met that we can crowdsource easily. A couple months ago, I ran across somebody who, through no circumstance of the reason of their own, ended up evicted. Their landlord got a great offer on the house and sold the house. And it's like, you guys got to be out in 30 days. It's in the lease. I can kick you out. And I sold the house. So you got to get out. And they're like, we don't have money for what? We can't afford to move. We can't afford a security deposit. And they needed like $800 to cover a month and a thing. I'm like, $800? That's 80 people donating $10. No mm-hmm. problem. Happened like that. So I believe that the universe will put the right person in front of me at the right time. And this money will be life-changing. It will allow them to go home for the holidays when they couldn't. It will allow them to fix their car so they no longer have to take public transportation to their second job. It will allow them to pay for the balance of their account so that they can enroll in school next semester.
Or it will allow someone in their life to benefit from that.
Correct.
Like maybe they have someone in their life that's really struggling and they're like, you know what? I am up on my life right now, but someone I love is not, and I'm going to pay it to them.
If you would like to participate in this, all you have to do, and the dollar amount doesn't matter. I'm not even going to look at it.
$1.
$1 is fine. So is 50. So is 100. So is 3. Doesn't matter. What matters is all of us coming together can create one great amount, and then we're just going to trust the universe to put the right person in front of us and change their life. So if you would like to participate in this, it's a total experiment. Let's hope it goes well. If you would like to participate in this, just send me a Venmo, and the name is JeffDauler, and yeah, and we'll keep you posted on when it happens and who we find and how it goes. Maybe we'll even do it as like an Instagram Live or something, but that's how you participate.
The holidays are approaching, and you may be thinking about how you're going to save some extra money. Jeff and I sat down last weekend to talk about our credit card balances as we start shopping for the holidays, and my head was spinning. If your head spins when you think about your credit cards, I've got a solution that maybe you haven't thought of. Consolidate your high interest credit card balances to a lower rate and save with Lightstream. Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans with rates starting at 4.98% APR with auto pay and excellent credit, which is much lower than the national average interest on credit cards of over 19% APR. Plus, your rate is fixed, so as rates continue to rise, your low rate won't budge. Just for our listeners, apply now and get a special interest rate discount and save even more. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/upside. That's lightstream.com/upside. Subject to credit approval, rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.50% auto pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/upside for more information.
You know Warby Parker offers glasses, right? You've heard us talk about it on the podcast. You've probably seen your friends' social media posts. They send you glass frames to your house, 4 pairs of them, 5 pairs of them. You try them on, you post them, you take a vote, you do a poll, figure out which ones you want. That's what they're famous for, right? But did you know that Warby Parker also has contact lenses? Yeah, Warby Parker carries a wide variety of contact lens brands like Acuvue and Biofinity. You can save 15% on your first order of contact lenses when you go to warbyparker.com/upside. Do not let your FSA or HSA dollars go to waste this year. Put them to good use and stock up on Warby Parker prescription glasses, sunglasses, contact lenses, and even eye exams. Warby Parker committed to providing exceptional vision care online and in stores. Like I said, eyeglasses, sunglasses, eye exams, and contact lenses. just for you. I am a huge Warby Parker fan. I've got about four pairs of Warby Parker glasses. Go to warbyparker.com/upside. That's warbyparker.com/upside. Save 15% off your first order of contact lenses today.
There are two people that are incredibly hard to shop for every single holiday season. The person who has everything and the person who doesn't like stuff. And I'm saying stuff with air quotes because that's what my dad says. I don't need more stuff, he likes to say. Storyworth is the best gift option for the hardest person to buy for. Every week, Storyworth emails your recipient a thought-provoking question of your choice from their vast pool of possible options. Each unique prompt asks questions maybe you never thought to ask, like, what's the bravest thing you've ever done in your life? Or if you could see into the future, what would you want to find out? After 1 year, Storyworth will compile all your loved ones' stories, including photos, into a beautiful keepsake book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. This is a gift that I gave to my dad a few years ago, and it's something I wanted to do not only for me, but for our kids. These are really intimate stories that they'll get to read about and keep in our family forever, and they're straight from my dad's mouth. Reading the weekly stories helps you connect with loved ones no matter how near or far apart you are. With Storyworth, I'm giving those I love a most thoughtful, personal gift from the heart and preserving their memories and stories for years to come. Go to storyworth.com/upside and save $10 on your first purchase. That's storyworth.com/upside to save $10 on your first purchase. Today's three random things brought to you by Brown & Company Jewelers. And I do want to say that this weekend is their big vintage event. So vintage jewelry and vintage handbags, they have it all. So you can bring your old jewelry in and have them look at it. Or you
it's not old.
Vintage.
No.
Estate.
Yes.
Yes. Or you can show up to see beautiful vintage handbags, which in my opinion are the best made handbags ever. So check them out. It's at the Roswell location today, if you're listening to this on the day of release, Friday and Saturday.
Are you going to go to that? Because I feel like even if you're not shopping for like a vintage handbag or a super high-end handbag, I feel like women like to admire those things like works of art.
Oh, yeah, we do.
Like even if you're if you're like, you know what? I'm not going to buy one, but I would just like to go be in their presence.
Yeah, and you don't have to walk in there and buy anything. In fact, one of my favorite things to do when I go to Brown, like I had to, you know, if I have like a random, like I needed my watch battery replaced or whatever, and I'm in there, I will, to your detriment, walk around the store and make a wish list. Because you can do that for free. You just give them your name and your address, and then you have like a little file there that says, oh, this is my ring size. This is what necklaces I like, whatever. And it's like a nice little thing. And you know, the holidays are coming up. So if there's someone in your life that is notoriously bad at giving you gifts, you can make it really easy for them. And you know what? The more, maybe you put, you know, 20 things on your list and then you don't know what you're going to get.
Will there be women who hear about this like vintage handbag event and call other girlfriends and then just go and look? Just to go be around them? Is it like a girl bonding thing? Like the handbag admiration?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I would ask Chrissy to go. Huh. Like Chrissy and I would go. And then we'd be like, oh, let's do lunch. Let's, you know, it's a literal event. But I mean an event like, you know.
Yeah.
Like a lunch.
Like an event.
Yeah. It's just fun. Okay, so my first random thing is this week in 1935, the Parker brothers introduced their board game Monopoly. The Monopoly Man was modeled after, do you know who?
I don't. One of the Parker brothers.
J.P. Morgan.
Oh, the banker
do
guy?
Do you know what J.P. Morgan looks like?
The Monopoly guy.
Okay, duh, but I'm asking you, throw a Google on J.P. Morgan while I read the rest of this because you're going to be like, oh my God.
Well, I don't have to because you've already told me.
I want you to see if you think there's a resemblance because they say it was like loosely modeled. So I threw Google on J.P. Morgan and I was like, oh my God.
Are they twins?
It actually is. Yeah. Minus like the glasses. Yes. The Monopoly Man. So it was modeled after J.P. Morgan. And it was actually the Monopoly game was invented by a woman named Lizzie Maggie. But a guy named Charles Darrow changed a couple of, like, things on her game.
Oh, my gosh. Do you know J.P. Morgan looks just like the Monopoly guy?
I mean, they say it's a resemblance. That's the thing. He is the Monopoly man.
Yeah.
Okay. So Charles Darrow borrowed, changed. He says borrowed. I say changed a few things and sold it to Parker Brothers. And originally Parker Brothers was like, you know what? This game's too complicated. So they turned it down the first time. And I'm like, so the Monopoly that we know today is the least complicated version. Like, that game is so complicated.
You know, like, what else is weird?
What?
I just Googled a thimble and it looks just like the thimble in the Monopoly game.
You know what I mean, though. They say something is modeled after something else. So you want to see the side-by-side comparison and make sure it's true. True or false? Okay. My second random thing is, you know how all of these like celebrities are doing like fast food menus, like fast food restaurants are hiring celebrities to like do a special menu item or whatever.
Or just create a combo meal and be like, here, come eat my combo meal.
I'm about to tell you the weirdest combination of all time.
Okay.
McDonald's
yes.
has hired Mariah Carey.
Oh, if it's Christmas related, that's a no-brainer because of that song.
Yeah, they don't say that, though, in, like, the whole thing. Like, the way they pitched it was Mariah was like, you know, going to McDonald's reminds me of when I was a kid, and here's my favorite meal, and here's what I get when I go to McDonald's. And I'm like, girl, you have not been to McDonald's since you were, like, five.
Can I tell you a true Mariah Carey story that involves food?
Yeah.
Mariah Carey, this is when I worked at Q100. Mariah Carey came in person, in studio, to do an interview. And the radio station had a deli in the basement. And she was hungry. So somebody on the show said, you know, there's a deli in the basement. She goes, oh, my gosh. And she asked her assistant, will you go down and get me a sandwich? And ordered a sandwich, like turkey, whatever, blah, blah, blah. The assistant brought the sandwich back. And then Mariah said, let me have a look at it. So the assistant opened the styrofoam box the sandwich was in and then used two forks to deconstruct it while Mariah looked at it. And Mariah said, okay, that's good. Then the assistant put the sandwich back together using the two forks and Mariah ate the sandwich.
That's so weird.
So it's almost like she wanted to make sure there was no whatever, like tomato or pickle or something that would sneak in there. But she wouldn't take her assistant's word for it. She inspected it layer by layer.
That's so weird.
Yep. So if you order something from McDonald's next month, take it apart layer by layer with a fork. Like all beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onion, sesame seed bun.
So they made this little like announcement. Like, I get it. It's all marketing, right? But it says that her deals are going to be fun and festive packaging inspired by Mariah's love for the holidays and chic style. And I'm like, okay, I think that's a little bit of fetch. You know what I would love to see again is remember when Hardee's was having super hot supermodels eating their burgers? Yes. That's what I want to see. Like, no, like obviously the supermodels aren't eating Hardee's burgers and that was part of the fun. I'm like, I would just love to see Mariah Carey like eating a big fat McDonald's cheeseburger.
If the jingle for that is not all I want for Christmas is food, then somebody needs to be fired.
And my third random thing is the rumor that humans can swallow 8 spiders a year on average while you sleep, especially if you're snoring, your mouth is open. That is not true.
That is a horrible rumor and also one that I have never heard.
You've never heard that?
How many spiders?
8 a year.
So you're like asleep and a spider comes by and is like, that looks like a cozy place to nap and it gets to your mouth and then you instinctively go, whoop, and then you swallow it. Mm-hmm. That is nightmare fuel.
Yeah. And I mean like tiny, like you probably can't even see how small the spiders are.
Oh, one of those little tiny ones.
Anyways.
Still horrible.
Okay. Well, you don't have to worry about it because it is not true. Spiders, according to arachnid experts, regard us much like they'd regard, like we would regard a big rock. Since we're so comparatively huge to them, that we just kind of fade into the landscape. So they're not like, oh, a human. They're just like, you know, oh, that's like a mountain in the background.
Let me go get in their mouth.
Yeah, let me go get in their mouth. And the vibrations that we make when we're sleeping, like snoring, breathing, our heartbeat, whatever, terrify spiders. So on the off chance that one did get to your face, honestly, you'd probably feel it before and move it. So scientists say that is not a rumor that you have to worry about. And those are my three random things.
We like to end every single week with a beautiful human alert. And this one was actually sent to us by one of our Upside listeners who listen in Australia, which I think
is so cool.
A couple, older couple, when they were younger, had trouble affording Christmas. And they said, you know what? If we are ever of the means, we're going to try to alleviate the financial Christmas burden from other families. Mm-hmm. So they walked into a toy store in southeastern Australia, and they paid off 82 layaway accounts.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
That's awesome.
The couple explained that when they were first married, they had trouble paying bills at Christmas time, and they just wanted to pay it forward. Now that they can, they did. And the staff was so moved. The staff actually burst in tears. Everybody was crying, a big crying. They said, can we call the families and have them come in and thank you? And the couple said, no, we want to be completely anonymous. So the couple didn't reveal themselves.
So cool.
Yeah. So that is that couple is this week's Upside Beautiful Humans.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Today's episode was brought to you by Dinner Affair, the official meal kit for families. Visit dinneraffair.com/upside for your exclusive discount. Make sure you're subscribed to The Upside with Callie and Jeff wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode.
Callie pulled a very, very slick move at the pediatrician's office yesterday.
I did.
Ellie had her one-year checkup, and that comes with a round of shots. I think she got three shots.
Yeah, okay. She had three shots.
Whole
leg of them. Yeah.
So I get to go to the doctor's appointments, which is cool. We both get to go, which is really cool. Although I do feel a little sense of judginess.
Every time. They're like, you're both here.
You're both here.
Like, why would we not both be here?
Well, because I think in most circumstances, like, didn't I take her once by myself?
You did, because that doesn't work, yeah.
Yeah, but I think because of your schedule, if the appointment is in the afternoon, we both get to go. And I think that's kind of cool. I mean, I'm not going to go when she's 16.
Yeah.
And I might not even go to the next one. But this first year?
Yeah.
Or you might not go. Whatever. But here's the thing. So after the judgy-wudginess happened, we're sitting there. I'm kind of sitting in the background. Callie's up at the, you know, paper covered table, keeping Ellie occupied, really looking her eyes, looking her ears, you know, thump, 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 all that stuff that they do. Then the woman says, okay, time for her shots. And Callie says, hey, Jeff, will you come stand up here? And I get up there, and Callie just retreats to where I was and sits down because she didn't want to be associated with Ellie getting an ouchie.
Okay, that's not totally true. My little mom heart cannot handle, it hurts me more than it hurts you, and it hurts Ellie. And you, it doesn't like really faze you when she cries like that, like about a shot or something. You're just like, oh, okay, let's all better. Let's check her. And I look at her face, and it literally, there is a part of my heart that literally, there's pain.
Yeah.
There's pain. I don't know. I think it's like a mom thing. I just can't. It is so much harder for me, I think, than it is for you. True or false?
I don't know. I mean, it hurts my heart too, but because I know it's kind of controlled,
What do you mean, like, controlled?
Like, I saw the injury happen. Like, I know what it's causing. You know what I mean? Like, when she wiped out the other day and cut her lip, I saw it happen, so I knew it wasn't serious. Yeah. So I think that's just more practical, logical. If she was, like, if I had my back turned to her and all of a sudden I heard her screaming like that, I think I would freak out.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't know what it is. I will say, and she took him like a champ. She did cry, though. Yesterday, I understood why in cartoons when they show a baby's face crying and it's that big wail and you can see the thing in the back of the baby's throat, yeah, like wiggling. I actually saw Ellie make that face. Like I saw the buildup, like she realized she had gotten stuck, and I saw the buildup, and then her face went up and her frown came in, and then her mouth just came open and she said, bah! I'm like, oh my gosh, that's where the cartoon
again right now.
That's where the cartoon people get it from.
Yeah.
Man, she was a champ. She cried for 2 minutes, maybe. Then we like.
And she got her flu shot.
Yeah, I didn't know babies got flu shots, but she's.
Yeah, I didn't know either. She got her flu shot. I got mine. Jeff Dollar, you're up next.
Again, I always get my flu shot before my birthday, but the time warp. What?
You're usually the first one out of the two of us to get it, and I got mine done like a month and a half ago.
Hey, y'all. I just had to call in and say, just heard the big reveal of the tree names. They are fantastic.
The best part of waking up is breakfast. And if you're a cereal person like I am, you know that a lot of the stuff we enjoyed as kids is not very healthy now that we're grown-ups. Well, I got news for you. Magic Spoon solves that problem with great flavors like blueberry, cinnamon, cookies and cream, maple waffle, fruity, all of it, frosted, all of your favorites, cocoa, all of those in a bowl on your table. And they've got 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and only 4 net grams of carbs in each serving, only 140 calories per serving. This cereal is the opposite of what we ate as a kid. It's keto friendly, gluten free, grain free, soy free, low carb. It's called Magic Spoon, and you need to get some delivered to your door today. That's right. MagicSpoon.com/upside is where you go to grab a custom bundle of cereal to try today. And if you use the code UPSIDE, you're going to save $5 off your order. This cereal is backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll take care of you. Remember, go to magicspoon.com/upside and use the code UPSIDE to save today. Thank you to Magic Spoon for sponsoring this episode.
Hey guys, I just had to pause today's episode to call in and let you know that somebody in the community should name their tree Chrissy Tregan. That is all. Have a great day. Bye.
Hey, Kelly and Jeff. Y'all have to use Freddy Treeman. You have to. It's got to happen. The Braves did the World Series on Ellie's birthday. You've got to make it Freddy Treeman. Love y'all.
Snoop Loggy Log, I'm dying. That's hilarious. I'm not a huge Snoop Dogg fan, but I think that might be the name of our Christmas tree this year. That's funny. Bye!
Hey, Callie and Jeff. It's Tara from Winston, and I just wanted to say I love the Christmas tree name, Freddy Treeman, this year. But if you're a Dogs fan, have a great one. How about J. Tree Daniels? Go Dogs.
This calls for the upsider who called in about her coworker who's adopting a little boy and who's pregnant. And I just want to call to send out the good vibes and positivity and love. It was just a wonderful phone call. And could you keep us posted? Love to hear about them. All right. Have a great day. Bye.
Gratitude shows the universe that you are thankful for what you have been given. Even these bad moments in our life where we are sitting in the closet on the floor and we're thinking, why me? You will get through that. You have to remember, it's not always going to be that tough. You're just in a tough moment. And when things get a little bit more easier, you'll be able to navigate through it a little bit better.